Hi, my name's Gary Cobb and I'm the airport director here at Ronald's Way.
So Gary, can you just talk to me a little bit about something that we've spoken about today, is the actual responsibilities of the airport versus the responsibilities of the airline, and just break that down in as simple terms as possible for us.
I think airports are typically misunderstood, and probably an easier example to use might even be harbours. So if there's an issue with a boat going out, most people will ring the steam packet and say, what's the problem? What am I going to do? It's very rare that people will ring harbours and go, well, actually, what's happening with the boat? An airport is exactly the same. I think sometimes it can get blurred where we're both the steam packet and the harbours. So if you were to use that analogy and take it further, the airlines are the steam packet. So in terms of what cancellations, in terms of routes, in terms of delays, what's going on. And for the airport, it's more the infrastructure. So we provide the infrastructure that enables the airlines to operate to the schedule that they do.
And the airport does have quite a lot of contracts it uses as well, for things like the de-icing, for security, that's not run by the airport itself. Does that tend to complicate things a bit when you've got lots of hands getting involved?
Yeah, I think a lot of people will have a look at the airport and go, well, it's happened at the airport, therefore it's the airport. And as I said, airlines and airports have very clear roles. We typically provide the infrastructure, the airlines operate it. So baggage, most of what goes on the apron are airline activities. The airport tends to just provide the big pieces of infrastructure, so the equipment for baggage, but like ATC and firefighting. So if there is an issue, we'll respond to that. But in terms of bags, why bags take time, why steps haven't been put on, that's typically done with the airline and their designated ground handler who they use. And to be fair, this summer we're in a better place. I think Menzies have recruited 17 additional staff, so hopefully we'll see less of these issues than we saw last year.
And speaking of recruitment, coming to air traffic control, it's something that comes up a lot with the airport, and we have notoriously had issues in the past. Where do we stand at the moment? How many air traffic controllers do we have that we're able to use?
So last year when we started to introduce the brakes, we were at 14 ATCOs. In fact, I think we'd gone down to 13 because one had retired. We're now currently at 17 people with air traffic control in their title. However, a lot of those are trainees currently going through the training programme. We're at the point now where we're actually going out and recruiting an 18th ATCO. Whilst we've got the budget and we can go and do, the training pipeline would be that they would be sitting around not doing very much because our training pipeline is full. So we'll probably hold off on recruiting the 18th. In terms of how that'll translate into summer, we're hoping that at some point towards the back end of this year, hopefully the back end of summer, we'll be lifting those two brakes in the morning and going to no brakes for ATC.
Because that seems to be the sticking points. And when passengers hear it from their airline, when they're sitting on the airplane saying, oh, it's air traffic control, they're on a brake, that does seem to feed into the public then, this idea that it's air traffic control that are the problem.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I can't sit there and say that our air traffic control brakes do not have an impact. And it is something that we are working quite hard to resolve. But aviation is safe for the rules that we have to follow, and even down to pilots. So pilots have mandatory breaks that they need to take. You typically don't see them, although you'll sometimes hear that a flight's been cancelled because of crew hours. Air traffic control is the same. Some of the rules are even more stringent because of the time taken operationally that they can do. So again, it's something that we are working very hard to resolve. And again, I'm hopeful towards the end of this year, hopefully still the back end of summer, that we will see those brakes being lifted as we get the number of air traffic controllers up. Now, the caveat to that is holding a medical for an ATCO is hard. So should an air traffic controller get ill, that might be a point where we would need to put in more brakes again. Or should somebody resign and take another job in the UK, again, that would have an impact.
And just how difficult is it to maintain the relationships with the airlines? Because, I mean, it's things like the air traffic control, and we hear repeatedly as well things like the lighting on the runway not being good enough for in foggy conditions, all of those kind of things. Just how difficult is it trying to negotiate those relationships?
So it's actually quite easy. So the majority of our conversations with EasyJet are very good. They see the Isle of Man as an important but small node in their network. They have no intentions of taking themselves away from the island. Again, some routes, as you start to see with Belfast and Bristol, they'll have a look at it on a seasonality basis or the commerciality of it. But in terms of the relationship between us, actually, it's pretty good. I think sometimes their frustration comes from all the endless speculation that they're going to leave, because that typically drives a reduction in people booking for the tickets. And as EasyJet sit there and say, that might become a self-fulfilling prophecy, because at the moment they see no reason why the Isle of Man can't grow and flourish as part of their route network.
And in terms of moving the airport forward, keeping it up to date with the world around it, security measures are going to be changed and actually have been changed since the start of this month. So can you talk to me through a little bit about the differences that we're going to see in security?
Yeah, so this is probably something that people have seen across, where there's new security regulations and equipment coming in. Heathrow, Gatwick, Manchester are all moving to C3, which is like the CT scanners where you can keep your electrics and your liquids in. We won't be going to that yet for a couple of reasons. One is, in order to do that, we would have to do some form of terminal redevelopment. The new equipment is quite heavy and the floor wouldn't be able to cope with it. The second is, we would have to go out and secure the budget in order to do that for both the terminal redevelopment and the new equipment. And then the third reason being that the supply chain is quite congested at the moment for getting that kit. So even if we were to go out today with an order, it's going to be probably at least 14 months before it would arrive, and then we would have to install it, etc. So again, it's something that, as an airport team, I think we see the benefit of it, but we'll have to convince Tynwald that it's the right thing to do, and then there'll have to be a project of going through. But it's not something that I think would be in place for the next couple of years.
So the system that we currently have in place, the C1 system, that is going to see potentially more random checks and things like that. Have you started to see much of an impact on that? Do you think it's going to have an impact on TT?
So I don't think it will have too much of an impact on TT. The staff are aware we're currently managing it. But yes, as part of the upgrade in terms of C1, some of our random checks will increase. So you may find yourself being subject to more checks. And again, all I can sit there and say is, and we'll put some comms out about this, of making sure that you remove your electrics, making sure you remove your liquids, and then complying to whatever security asks to make it go as quick and painlessly as possible.
We've got the summer ahead of us, and it's obviously the most busy time for the airport usually. What to you would be a sign that improvements have been made and that changes are happening and removing some of this negative stigma around the airport?
So I think some of it is just letting the schedule happen. Now, there's still some issues on the horizon. So in terms of resilience within some of the airlines and their ability to cope, but I think there's quite a lot of work being done on that. We're seeing more recruitment in the ground handler. So again, that should make it so that hopefully people aren't waiting for steps to be put on. And I think ultimately some of us removing the air traffic control restrictions and the brakes towards the back end of the summer will have an impact. But again, I'm hoping that it's just that while summer always has delays in any airport that you fly to, and especially the airports that I've managed over the years, it's just making sure that those are cut down to a more manageable level than they were last year.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.